Welcome, Deborah Cox, to the Red Velvet Cake Studios.
Hey! Good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Singing, just singing everything.
Do you wake up singing, Deborah?
I sure don't. You know, this is real early for me.
You don't even have morning. You don't have morning voice.
I don't have morning voice. I have to wake up real early to wake this voice up sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it's a discipline. My whole body is my instrument, so if I wake up tired, everything is tired. Mm-hmm. You know, but you know, you get it going. Just like with anything, like an athlete, you got to warm up. It's the same thing with the voice.
And you got to work out.
And you got to work out. Absolutely.
And keep going.
But I got all these beautiful people here in the studio with me.
Isn't that great? All your fans.
Make some noise, y'all. Make some noise.
Yes.
Got the little babies. Got a whole lot of folks. So this is great.
They got the little babies out for Deborah.
Yeah.
So how you doing? Everything's good?
Everything is good. Good, good, good.
Congratulations on the new single. Woo.
Thank you. Thank you for the love. This is new music.
The new music. That's a breakup song.
Oh yeah. That's it right there.
You know, sometimes you go through a moment where you have to admit that you did something wrong. And this song is about regret. And you know, us ladies, we don't like to admit.
Preach.
Don't tell me, Jay.
I'm gonna be quiet while you preach. Go ahead.
But you know, that's what the song is about. It's about being real and truthful about how you really feel. And so the song says, I miss you so much more than I ever knew. And and that's the perspective of it. And a lot of people have been relating to it, and so I'm really happy.
Everybody's been through it, huh?
One. Yeah,
oh, man.
Yeah, you know.
More than I knew.
More than I knew.
The breakup song. It doesn't say breakup song, but that's what
we got from it. That's what you got from it.
Looking back on lost love.
Looking back,
love you more than I knew.
Yeah.
Is so it a little who personal?
Was he? Yeah, is it, yeah,
who
is
was
it personal?
Who was there? Where'd you get the inspiration?
What a name is.
What a name is.
Initials. Initials.
You know, well, you know, not every song I've actually been through.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I am.
Your friend, Deborah.
My friend.
Wink, wink, wink.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
You know, I have this thing in me, and I think all creative people do, is they're able to put themselves in that situation. Mm-hmm. And I have put myself in that situation. I mean, although I have been in a great relationship, I've been happily married for 17 years.
Nice.
Oh, and put some time in, some work in.
Y'all still like each other?
We do.
That's good.
Wow.
Right, it's about friendship.
Okay.
Right? Being friends.
Yeah, you don't find that. I mean, that's 17.
Right?
Years.
It's like 132 years.
That's 132
in Hollywood.
Years in Hollywood. But he's my friend. He's my personal manager as well. And you know, we find ways to work together. But again, I'm a storyteller. I tell stories. So this is one of those stories.
Let's get into it. You sent us five songs from the new album. When's the album going to be out?
The album will be out 2016.
Ooh.
Okay.
I still got some fixing some things to do.
Okay.
So I hate to make y'all wait. But
of the five songs.
Okay. But I got some more. Yeah, some stuff.
Of the five songs, three are breakup songs.
This is my anthem.
And the other two. And the other two are trying to make you feel better about yourself since you don't have nobody.
Oh, self-love. I love it. I got to wait till 2016.
2016.
I'm going to give you a little bit of...
She may be able to hook you up.
Sherry needs them now.
Yeah, Sherry.
I need it now, Deborah.
We'll hook you up.
All right, the first breakup song we're going to feature is Kinda Miss You.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a mid to up-tempo song, Missing You Since We Not Together Anymore.
Yeah.
You know, other breakup songs, like, you know, are slow and sad.
Mm-hmm.
And this was kind of upbeat, but still.
A celebratory kind of miss you?
It's a miss you song.
Here you go.
It's called Miss You.
Some Whitney shoulder with that. Hey.
What? Some Whitney shoulder
with that right there.
Go, Deborah.
So you can dance too.
Does your husband
and break up?
So who that be? Dance, who that be you singing about?
He see all my different sides.
Okay.
All my back. He appreciates all the colors of Deborah Cox.
All right, here's another breakup song. It's called
Love You Now.
Okay. Explain, Deborah.
Love you now. Well, this song is about self-love, self-discovery. Like, if you don't love yourself, who gonna love you now?
Right.
You know?
That's right.
And a lot of the times you have to get to that place where you are in survival mode. Well, you gotta pick yourself up no matter what you're going through, and
you have to be
go
brave.
For it and do it and be brave. And
be
make
brave.
Sure the door is locked.
Make sure the door is locked. Jay, we're not talking that kind of self-love.
Not that self-discovery.
You gotta be brave.
Deborah, we're sorry. We're sorry.
How did get here, Jay?
That's the question we ask.
Really?
Love you now.
You just want to vanish when everything's breaking down. Who's going to build you up? Who's going to love you now? Staring at the damage. Who's going to fight the dark? Who's going to fix my heart?
Careful what you ask for. He might just show you.
Who's gonna love you now?
Such a big voice.
Self-discovery.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Self.
Never Your Tears. Mm-hmm. Another breakup song. Ooh.
A lot of people don't know this, but Tyrese contributed to this song.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, Tyrese Gibson co-wrote the song, and
it's because some of the lyrics is, you know, it's like it's not you, it's me.
Exactly.
That sounds like a Tyrese lyric.
It's me. It's you. It's you.
Let's be very clear.
Well, the concept behind the song, Never Your Tears, is that a lot of us get into a relationship with baggage, and the other person that we're in love with has to deal with all of that stuff that we're bringing into the relationship, all the dysfunction because of the past crap. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, these were never your tears. These are tears that I've, you know, shed because of the bull from the past situation.
The
you know what I'm saying? So this is a song about it, and here you go.
Baggage, you tried your best to unpack it. You're not him, so I was unfair. Now I'm mad you're no longer here, 'cause these were never your tears. Don't understand.
That comes with a glass of white Zinfandel.
Man, that's brown liquor right there.
Yeah, Sybil, I'm
with you. I don't know if that's brown liquor.
And that's not sitting on the couch, but that's on the floor crying, man.
With the album.
That is a glass of white
liquor. That's sitting on the floor right there.
But wait a minute. Deborah Cox picks it up.
Okay.
All right, now it's time to bust out the tequila. All right. Tequila shots, because the next two songs are anthems. Anthems.
Yes.
Adore yourself.
Yes.
Up tempo.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
It's going to be all right.
It's
you're
gonna
okay.
Be all right. That's right. Yes.
And
right.
It kind of sounds like Whitney to me.
Does it?
Kinda.
Wow, that woman is all in my spirit, you know. Her
we got it.
Has
legacy.
She always been, or was
always,
it?
Always. Yeah. Always. Absolutely. Yeah. The moment I heard Saving All My Love for You, You Give Good Love, I knew what I wanted to
did
do.
Did you meet her? Did you meet her?
I met her, sang with her, was a label mate of hers, a friend of hers. We sang same script, different cast. Yeah. We recorded that together. And became friends, you know, over the years, and would see each other at different events, the Grammy Awards, different functions and stuff. And once we were toe-to-toe in the studio recording, same script, different cast, to me, that was the pinnacle for me.
Did you feel her again when you did the music for the movie?
Oh,
you
yeah. In the studio with, you know, Angela Bassett was telling me a lot of the backstory for some of the songs and the scenes. And I would go in and just try to just, you know, just hone in on her tone and her, try to not let Deborah Cox seep in, but really find the spirit and the essence of Whitney's voice for each scene. So
you
it
did
was
it. You
thank
did
you.
It
okay.
Beautifully.
Thank
I'm gonna
you.
Play these last two anthems.
Okay. Adore yourself, right?
Adore yourself and work of art.
Ah, oh, yes. Nice. Yes.
Your work of art.
At the end of the day, through it all, you are. Each one of us is a work of art.
That's
all
right.
Deborah Cox from the new album.
You are a work of art. Don't you ever walk away from who you are. There's no one in this world that can compare. Just look at what you are. You are, you are, you are a work of art.
Whitney Shelton.
It is.
Right there, baby.
You know, Jay is always the first one to recognize Whitney's shoulders. Don't ask why. Always the first one to tune in on Whitney's shoulders.
Hey, what's the
and
name
the
of the
head,
album?
Yeah, and the head.
What's the name of the album?
The name of the album is called Work of a Heart.
All right.
Yeah.
And it'll be out
2016.
All right.
Yeah. Big year for you in 2016.
Big year. Yeah. Lots going on. Lots.